This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Ladies, did you know you don't rise to the occasion? You fall to the level of preparation. You know, if you're walking into big meetings, new leadership roles, maybe higher level conversations, and just kind of hoping that it all goes well, I'm glad that you're here because we need to talk. Ladies, look, it's not a strategy to wing it, right? That's not a strategy. It doesn't build confidence. What that really is it's avoidance dressed up as, I don't know what, right? Avoidance dressed up in heels. Look, I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I'm your host for Superheroes in Heels. And I just want to tell you that most women are never taught about, I don't know, the things that are necessary for them to move forward, to grow in business. We have to wing it, and I get it at some level, but what if you stopped winging it at this level of your life and you stepped into the things that you're really meant to do? You know, did you know that high level performers don't prepare externally? Like that, they don't just prepare externally, right? They prepare mentally first. They've already had the conversation in their head multiple times before they went into the room and, you know, got up and spoke before they started the meeting, before the agenda, you know, had that. They handled the objections already in their head. They've already owned the room before they even stepped into it. That's what we call mental rehearsal. So if you're not using mental rehearsal, then you're leaving power and confidence and your results on a table. You're not stepping into who you're meant to be, because what you're doing is you're winging it versus rehearsing for it. You know, in 1997, there was a study done by NYU that found that mental practice, when structured with, you know, vivid sensory cues, can be just as effective as the physical practice. So they had these basketball players who were going through visualizations with these mental cues. And then they had another set of basketball players that didn't have those visual cues and weren't mentally rehearsing in their head, shooting the hoops. And what they found were when they put the two together, the one who is out there shooting hoops every day, he's seeing it, he's doing it, he's taking the steps to make it happen, versus the one who practiced very little on the court, but put a lot more energy in their mental rehearsal of making the hoops, that they decided that the accuracy worked for both sides, either physically doing it or having the mental cues and the vivid visions of themselves making those shots. Okay, so you can go look up the study. It's not a big deal. It was a big deal in basketball, but it's not a big deal to know the study as much as it is to know that it's just as valuable to mentally rehearse as it is to physically rehearse. And the bonus that the sports players get is they get practice every day, you know, in a gym, a physical practice. As entrepreneurs, we don't have that physical practice every day. We have to go in ready, right? Mental rehearsing, it's not about sitting around and daydreaming. It's about what success looks like and how it magically falls into your lap. I mean, it doesn't when we're daydreaming, right? We can't. It's really about having that intentional space, you know, being strategic. And really, it's a power move if you'll let yourself step into that move. It's your literally training your brain to recognize success as familiar to you. When you start thinking of yourself, okay, I know I'm going to go talk to these ladies. You know, as a speaker, I'll rehearse the content, but more importantly, I rehearse how it's going to show up in a room. What is it going to look like to have people staring at me? What are the main key points that I need to put out there? So not every single talk that I do is a rehearsed script. What it is it's me stepping into that room with those ladies and visualizing in advance how, you know, what is it, the content that I need to get out there? How can they be powerful women in their circumstances? So you're literally training your brain to recognize that success, like I said, as familiar, because the brain doesn't love new, right? It loves what's known. Look, addictions, bad habits, staying in bad relationships. Your brain will tell you it's scary for new. So you'll stay in bad relationships. You'll stay at a job that doesn't fulfill you. You're going to stay someplace that is known because at least you know the risks. At least you know, you know, how to get rewarded in that space. So when you walk into a room that you've never been into, when you walked into a meeting that you've never experienced these same people, you know, parent-teacher conferences, you never know who's going to show up to those, right? Even in the younger space. So when you walk in that room, you're gonna do what's known to you. And the best way to do what's known is to step into that rehearsal. Look, leading people you've never led before, uncomfortable, unknown. Your brain is like, oh no, I'm just going to give you exactly what I know because I don't like new. Right? Speaking at the level that you've never spoken before. You know, I've talked previously in my podcast about how, you know, when I get to this level of business, I have to step into it. I have to do all the things to level up. And that includes mentally seeing myself in that next level position. Because your brain, when you're speaking at a level that you've never spoken before, or you're leading people that you've never led before, right? Or you walk into a room that you've never been in, your brain is going, romp, romp, abort mission. This feels a little too risky for me. Because that's just how our brain works. It's trying to keep you safe. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a tool that our brain, that we were born with to keep us safe. The thing is that we're capable adults who know that we can still be safe, even if it's a little risky. We're capable adults who know that we can step into something and feel uncomfortable doing it, but we've mentally prepared for it because we've already been in the room mentally when we've mentally rehearsed it. Does that make sense, ladies? I really want you to see the value of this. And this might hit a nerve for some of you. I get it. It's not my intention to hit a nerve, except for the nerve that's going to get you to that next success, whatever that looks like. You know, a lot of women don't lack capability. They lack that internal rehearsal time that'll get them to the next level. A lot of times we think we're just not, we're not capable of doing something. We feel like we don't have the confidence for it. And the thing is when you mentally rehearse, you step into that space of bravery that allows you to have the confidence, that shows you that you're highly capable. But you have to step into that. And you can step into it mentally long before you walk into that space. Look, ladies, you are qualified. You are experienced. You have earned your seat at the table. You can walk into that room. You have the authority. But you're probably still operating from the version from two levels ago because you're not seeing yourself out there further advanced. You're going with what you know versus where you want to be. And how do I know this? Some of y'all, come on. You're still over-explaining. You're second-guessing yourself. You're talking fast. You're shrinking your authority. You're looking for validation instead of owning the decisions that you make. That's not a skill problem. You have the skills. That's a mental preparation problem. Are you seeing it? That's the mental preparation gap that you have. You have to shift your mindset by mentally visualizing and seeing yourself in those spaces. See yourself walking in, listen to the people, hear their voices. All of those things are important during that mental preparation. And command presence, it isn't about being the loudest person in the room. It's about certainty. It's about knowing you have the authority, knowing that you're prepared to be in that space. Certainty doesn't magically appear when the meeting starts. It just doesn't. It's built before you even walk in. Are you hearing me? It's built before you walk in. Women with command presence, they know what they're going to say. They know how they're going to say it. And they know that they'll respond under pressure with the grace that's necessary to do it. They don't react. They execute. How are you going to start executing? That mental rehearsal, that's where that execution is built. And ladies, you can do this. You can be successful. You can create the income that you're looking for. Can you mentally prepare talking to that next client and seeing them saying yes? It doesn't mean they're going to say yes. You might have to get through, you know, I work with clients. I'm like, hey, it's time to get to 100 no's, right? Statistically, it takes a long time to get to 100 no's because you're asking people, but you're prepared. You're executing the right information. You know what it is that they need because you listen to them and you've heard it before with your previous clients. So you know how to execute that. You're going to get the no's, but you're going to get a lot more yeses when you come in with certainty and execute the success that you've seen in your mental rehearsal over and over and over again. Look, you can come on over to the Hive Hangout at KimberlyBorgans.com. You know, I'll have the steps to take for you to mentally rehearse like a leader. Okay. I'll share them with you in the Hive Hangout. I'll give you, it's all written out. You'll have copies of it there. So if you want to come over to the Hive Hangout, it's my free membership, just community. And I just put in there, you know, some content, things that go here with my podcast, things like that. So, but what I'm going to do is I want to share with you real quick, you know, four steps that you can do in real life to mentally prepare yourself and mentally rehearse your success. So you can get out pen and paper or just come on over to the hangout and get these, right? So the first thing that you do is you have to see the room before you enter it. Look, when you enter it, it's going to have different colors. I get it, you know, but visually see yourself sitting at the table. Visually see yourself walking into the room ready to speak. Visually see yourself, right? Close your eyes and just create that mental canvas for yourself, right? Where are you standing or where are you sitting in the room? Who else is in the room with you? Right? What's the energy of the room? See, when you start doing that, you're not guessing anymore. You're stepping into something familiar. And remember what I said, your brain freaks out with new and really focuses on what's familiar. So the more that you can familiarize with yourself with what's in the room before you get there, it helps to reduce that, the panic attacks, the shaking, the nervousness, all of those things. So see the room before you enter it. The next step would be to hear your voice. Strong, clear, direct, concise. That's where most women miss it. You don't just say things, you know, like, hey, I'm here. No, you walk into that room and you hear yourself saying things with authority, not soft, not apologetic. No, you're not just checking in. Ladies, you are speaking, hi, I'm Kimberly Borgens. I'm clear. I'm concise. I'm grounded. I'm decisive. I am ready to make decisions. Step three is rehearse the hard parts. You don't just visualize the win. You can't do that. You have to really think about the hard parts that get you there, right? You have to rehearse. What's the pushback that you're going to get from these people? Who's going to interrupt you? What's that interruption going to be? Somebody on their phone. You know, a lot of times people will, well, hey, can I ask, like, can you hold the questions till I'm finished? If I didn't answer it, I'd be more than happy to answer it then. Especially with somebody who likes to talk over people or interrupt people. And you know that it happens in many rooms, right? Say, hey, you know, mentally prepare when that interruption comes in. What are you going to say to them to stop the interruption? And what else are you going to do so that you stay on track? And what are the tough questions they're going to ask? Know those tough questions. You might not know the exact question, but you'll know enough. Right? Because where most people lose their presence is not being able to answer those kinds of tough questions. But you, in your mental rehearsal, you've already handled it, right? So when it happens, you don't even flinch. And step four is step into the version of who you already are. Who is the woman that you are that belongs in that room, who has the authority to be there? Like, this is the game changer. You have to ask yourself, like, how is it that the women own the room? How do they think? How do they speak? How do they respond? And then rehearse her. You know, I've had people who say to me, Kimberly, I'm just not you. I can't be like you. I can't speak like you. I'm not asking you to speak like me. I'm asking you to speak like you, as if you have this the mental awareness like me. I'll tell people, I've coached people through, like, pretend that you're me for a minute, right? You're going into that room, pretend you're me. What would I say? What would I say to that question? How would I answer that? Because they've worked with me and they know me well enough, right? And they go, oh, well, you'd say this. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you? Right? So you wanna ask yourself is, how does the woman who owns the room, how does she think? How does she speak? How does she respond when this happens? And then rehearse that woman, not the old version of you, not yesterday's version, but today's version, moving forward version, right? Hope is not going to be okay, right? Don't do the hope I'm okay version of you. We don't want that. I don't want you to hope through it. I want you to prepare through it. You're the only one who already knows that you belong in the room. I know you belong in the room, but that's just me talking to you. You're the one who has to own it. So how does all of this build confidence? Well, confidence is not built by waiting until you feel ready. Confidence is built when you are brave enough to step into it, even when you're not ready. But what if you're not ready for the room per se physically, but you're mentally ready for that room, right? I mean, think about it, raising kids. I gave birth to four wonderfully rotten children and I love to death. And they're now bringing me grandbabies, which I love that as well. But when I was unprepared as a brand new mom, okay? I couldn't even, like, I'm looking at this baby going, what do I do next? There is no handbook, ladies. There's no handbook really for this either. But I had to mentally tell myself, I have got to be a good mom. I have got to take care of this baby. I had to mentally listen to, you know, what my heart was saying about this child. I had one child who, you know, got a rare disease when he was 3 years old and he was sick and I took him to the doctors. I did all the conventional things and I took him to the doctors and they just kept like, oh, here's some medicine. Try this, try this. It was try this. And then I got to the point where I'm like, I know in my heart that this is not working and this is not right. And I called the doctor's office and I said, I'm coming in with my son. He's got this rash. This is the next symptom. And they said, oh, no, you can't bring him in. He's got a rash. I'm like, I'll see you at 10:30. I walked in there. They put me in this room way off because, you know, rashes are contagious or what have you. He wasn't contagious, right? It was a symptom of the disease that he had. And there are 7 signs of the disease, and he had had 6 of them. And the 7th one is heart failure. Okay. I listened. I mentally prepared myself walking into that room and not taking any more crap from anybody, right? You will see my son. You will take care of him. You will find out what's wrong with him this time, right? We do that. It's innate in us as women when it comes to our children, but we kind of don't utilize it when we're in business. It's the same thing, ladies. We have to own that space. We have to create the evidence in our minds first. We have to mentally rehearse this. When we do mentally rehearse it, it reduces anxiety. It improves performance, right? It increases clarity. It strengthens our decision-making. Why? Because our brain has already practiced that experience. It already has become known to the brain. So when you walk in, it's not new. It's prepared. Hey, that's a game changer. If you're willing to listen, that's a game changer. You're not starting from zero. You're stepping into something that you've already done in your mind. You've already seen it. Let me tell you, when I walked into the hospital with my son, or walked into the doctor's office, I was prepared. We were not leaving until this was figured out. And guess what? We were transferred to the hospital. They figured it out very quickly. And he got to spend the night in the hospital so that they could, you know, get his blood, white blood cells back up so that we could get everything. And guess what? Now we were prepared, right? Now we know what it is. Now I could prepare. I could prepare for a long-term life with my son with this rare disease, because it didn't go away. It just, we managed the symptoms at the time. But through, like, how am I going to make him better? How am I going to make sure that he is taken care of? How am I going to make sure that he lives a fulfilled life? I prepared for that mentally in my head. And now that young man, he's in the US military. He has no problem with that. We had to prove it, and we did, because I'm a strong mom. Guess what? The same way in our business, we have to mentally prepare for it. We have to prove it to people that we own the space, that we are ready to walk into the room. There is no more guessing here. All right. We don't guess in business. You're stepping into something that you've already done when you mentally prepare and mentally rehearse for it. How powerful is that? So if you're walking into rooms and you're unprepared mentally, you're gambling with your authority. And I know that's not what you want. I know it. You wouldn't still be listening. You didn't work this hard to play small, to hesitate, or to question yourself in rooms that you've earned access to. So this is this week's Superheroes in Heels challenge. Before your next big moment, before your next big meeting, your presentation, your negotiation, your potential client call, I want you to take 10 minutes, just 10. It's not that big of a deal. Set a timer, close your eyes. Keep your eyes open, whatever that is for you, and mentally rehearse. Mentally rehearse the room, the voice, the outcome, the phone call, the conversation, the outcome. Mentally rehearse the leadership version of who handles everything with certainty. That's you. So that leadership version of you that's going to handle it all with certainty. Because when you do this consistently on a regular basis, you mentally rehearse, right? You stop hoping that you'll show up powerfully and you start expecting it. I expect to show up in a room powerfully. If I'm off, guess what? I still expect to show up powerfully. Command presence isn't something that you turn on. It's something that you train into your identity. And mental rehearsal, that's the training ground, right? So the next time that you walk into the room or you get on that call, you're ready for that negotiation, don't just show up. Step in like you already won. Like if this hits you today, then share it with another woman who's stepping into her next level of leadership. It doesn't matter the age. This is real conversation here. Remember, you're not just in the room. You're meant to lead the room. So put on your superhero heels, your superhero cape, and see yourself in every space succeeding. Just take 10 minutes to prepare and be ready. Because again, your brain smoothly flows with what it is known, not something that's new. You've got this. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.